For a handful of local drug makers, fundraising is no problem right now. But for many other Massachusetts biotechs, the coronavirus pandemic threatens to stop the flow of money. And as WBUR's Callum Borchers reports, there's no telling when investors will feel comfortable spending again.
Scott Robinson used to be an investment banker, so he has a pretty good idea why it's tough these days to raise money for his Cambridge startup, Microquin.
So at the moment, a lot of the funding has really been allocated to those things that people are thinking are quick wins, stuff like drug repurposing or vaccination.
In other words, if you're a cancer company like Microquin and you believe your approach could be used to treat the coronavirus, but you don't have a vaccine or a drug ready to test, good luck.
We've seen many investors sort of push the pause button for the next quarter as they assess the market.
Jonathan Norris is a managing director at Silicon Valley Bank. He spoke this week on a virtual panel organized by Lab Central, the Kendall Square workspace where Robinson's company and about 70 others are based.
We just don't know how long, you know, this pandemic is going to last. You know, the big financial questions that the investors are talking is, you know, what's going to happen in the public markets and will IPOs happen?
Those initial public offerings of stock can be critical to biotechs. They infuse cash into young firms that have raised venture capital but don't have any FDA-approved drugs to produce revenue. The NASDAQ Biotechnology Index has recovered some losses after falling more than 20% last month, but it's still a scary time, says Robert Urban, the former head of Johnson & Johnson's innovation division. J&J has secured $1 billion in federal grants to try to develop a vaccine, but most companies aren't in that position.
We have some tough days ahead, you know, and maybe tough months ahead. And so anyone who's running a business, frankly, you know, a life science business, perhaps even some ways more difficult than others because they require so much money, needs to be taking some very careful care of the decisions that they make.
Urban and Norris were joined on the Lab Central panel by Matt McTighe, an attorney who represents venture capitalists. It's not that investors aren't doing any deals, McTighe says, but he has a warning.
Financings that do happen during this time are going to be more investor favorable terms, more dilutive terms.
Meaning entrepreneurs who are desperate for funding may have to give up bigger than usual ownership stakes in their companies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.